I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. I thought we had a little more time. I forgot we're doing a little interview here. Is it set to go?
It is set.
It is set to go.
I've known this guy a long time.
You want to bring him on?
No, you guys can do it.
I think you should bring
him on. Why don't you bring him on? You've known him for a long time. She's a friend of Scraby.
Yes. We were in the same wedding party together one time.
Yeah.
Sam Esfandiari. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's
yes,
up?
Yes.
That's how well he knows you, Sam. He knows how to pronounce your last name.
I'm really bad at names.
Clearly.
Really bad at names. So,
all right.
Yes, I'm appreciative of you coming on today.
Thank you for introducing Sam, Mr. Scrubby. That was kind of you.
What?
I've heard people butcher it worse, Scraby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Sam is the host of Warriors World Radio, 95.7 The Game. And, of course, the Warriors are, you know, we haven't talked about them as much today because there was those two great Game 7s yesterday. But you forget that Friday night, the Warriors eliminated any chance for a Game 7. Sam, where do you put that performance in with all the rest of the great ones that the Warriors have had in the last 5 or 6 years? Because to go into Houston without KD and then Curry puts on that kind of performance, that's got to rank right up there for the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, the fan base, we've been buzzing all weekend over that game. I think we were throwing polls on the radio if they liked that one more or the infamous Game 6 in Oklahoma City, kind of the one that the Thunder should have won, and that ultimately sealed KD leaving the Thunder and coming to the Warriors. A lot of the fans here have been kind of wanting to see that old Warriors style and kind of getting to see it for one night and eliminate the Rockets, who are kind of their biggest rival at this point. It was pretty sweet.
Sam, I got to ask you, because Scraby and I talk about the Warriors because I'm a Laker fan often, and he mentioned to me that you have a theory in which KD stays with Golden State, and that disappoints me because I'm looking forward to him leaving out of the Western Conference, but apparently there's a chance he stays.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. All the noise you've heard all year about him leaving, going to the Knicks, the reporters around the Warriors who cover the team day-to-day are not the type of people who would make that up. That's definitely sourced. So there is kind of a feeling that could be, you know, everyone kind of expected him to go, but you never know. And it seems like with the way this playoff run's gone with his injury, there's been some thoughts that, you know, maybe he'll reconsider. I don't know. He's a very hard guy to predict with regards to his free agency.
Yeah, I think you guys are both right, because I think he could stay and he could go because he's
an emotional guy. So
he says a little bit what's on his mind at the time. And that can change. Sam, tell me about Steph Curry, some things that maybe, I don't know, that I'd be a little surprised to know. I mean, all I know him, unfortunately, is as a basketball player. In fact, I don't really see him interviewed all that often. I'm not saying that he's very good with the media, from what I understand. But what's Curry like, and how has he grown through this championship run of the last 5 years as a person?
I mean, everything to do with the Warriors starts and ends with Steph Curry. Steve Kerr calls him a mini Tim Duncan, and that's kind of like his homage to how Duncan was kind of always the foundational piece for that Spurs culture. He always references the fact that, you know, Pop would always say, the only reason I'm able to coach is because the best player on the team allows me to coach him. And that's kind of where everything with the Warriors got built up. I mean, there was the moment in Game 6, which I think kind of sums Steph up. He gets that second ticky-tack foul, kind of had that problem the whole playoffs, getting into foul trouble, and Kerr subs him out, and he's arguing with Kerr, and Kerr basically says, if I can't trust you not to foul, how am I supposed to leave you on the court right now? Mm. A lot of players of his status probably would have gotten really upset about that, sulked, it would have turned into a big thing. Steph just kind of took it, went back in. I mean, we saw what he did in the fourth quarter.
That's, not bad.
That's such a terrific point, Sam, because you're right. There's that whole thing could have played out in a whole bunch of different scenarios, but because he just swallows his pride and goes sits down, he's able to affect that game in such a huge way at the end of that game. I want to ask you a little bit about this next series. They're going up against the Blazers. Now, obviously, in the regular season, they split their series, but do the Blazers pose any type of threat that maybe the Warriors haven't seen yet in a playoff series?
I don't know about that. I do think while it was great seeing them win without KD against Houston, the longer KD's out, and today the indication was, you know, he's not coming back in the next couple days. Mm. Steve Kerr basically mentioned he hasn't even gone through any on-court stuff, so he was kind of trying to let everyone know, you know, it's going to be at least a week or something like that. He's pretty vague. I do think the more games they have to play without him, the more you're going to start to notice they really only have four or five guys at this point. KD covers up so many holes for them. I mean, he can guard the best players, he can protect the rim. Everyone knows what he can do on offense. I mean, he is kind of their depth. They put him in like 80 different lineup combinations, and it all works. They look great against the Rockets on Friday. But, you know, the longer it goes with Portland, you start wondering, can Andre Iguodala, who's 35, continue to play 40 minutes a game? Can Klay and Draymond play 40-plus minutes a game? You start wondering about the wear and tear. That's the big thing for me.
Sam Esfandiari, the host of Warriors World Radio 95.7 The Game, joining us to talk about this Golden State club. All right, I want to know more personal questions. Again, Draymond Green. There's probably a people that don't like Draymond Green. I think he's fantastic. I wish he was on my team. And I'm sure the Warriors are happy to have him. What's he like off the court? Is he quiet, or is he kind of always loud and gregarious? Or, you know what I mean? I always like to know these things.
I don't know that anyone would describe him as quiet.
Not quiet, okay.
more matured and poised than the guy that you saw maybe 3 years ago in the playoffs who got himself suspended in the finals. But the Draymond you see on the court is just kind of who he is. That's his personality. He lets you know when he's in the room.
Yeah.
To say the least, yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, we don't get to know the Warriors that well. I like to know these things. I like Draymond. I like them all. I wish they were my favorite team so I could enjoy all these championships that they keep winning.
I just wish they were on my favorite team. Then it'd be even
or easier. That. Hey, Sam, thanks for the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the postseason.
Appreciate you, Sam.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Sam Esfandiari, host of Warriors World Radio. 95.7 The Game. Warriors got game. I don't know. I thought maybe he'd say Draymond Green is like this really quiet guy.
Yeah.
Never says anything.
I had a feeling he wasn't going
to
say that.
Yeah. Sam was brought to us by SDCCU on the fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com. Game one, Warriors Blazers is tomorrow night. Game one of Raptors Bucks is Wednesday night.
Scrape, give us his last name again.
Esfandiari.
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 Yeah, you have
Sam
no
Esfandiari.
You know, and if we're being completely honest, I've known him as Sam forever, but I believe his real name is Som. And so I'm not sure. Like, I
get out of here.
You better knock called it him off. Sam for
we
a
just
long
called
time.
Him the wrong name for 10 minutes?
No, I think he goes by both, but. He's also in my fantasy football league, and he's really annoying.
You're not a good friend at all, by the
way.
Why? You don't know his first or his last name. You've been just butchering his name for however long you guys have known
him. You know, when I'm not around, you probably call me Elo, huh?
Oh, I definitely do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.